Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Zayin. And we are on Vav and Mabez towards the bottom. We just went through the five suggestions that the Gemara has in terms of what is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. What is the minimum amount of walls that make up a sukkah, that are the definition of a sukkah? Rabbi Shimon says three full walls, and the fourth one could even be a tefach wide, while the Rabbanan, what we hold, is two full walls, and the third is even a tefach wide. What is the machlokas about? So we have five suggestions. The first one being whether one holds yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemisoros. Does one go? Does one darshim sukkim based on how they have been given over to us, written all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, yesh eim lemisoros, or yesh eim lemikra, we go by how it is read. It's two ha'aras that we wanted to start off with. That was number one. Why is it called eim? There are certain tools, mechanisms of drash that we use, a feminine lashon, eim, and others we use a masculine lashon, binyan av. So why is it yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemisoros, but we say binyan av and not binyan eim? So the riff in the tshuva, the first tshuva is a riff in Siman Aleph. Notes lo shamanu bezos klum. I haven't really heard anything about this. Elapamim sheomrim belashon zachar vaomrim av. Sometimes it's binyan av, or like it says avuhon dekulhu dam, the father of all of them. And other times it says eim. Ella says the riff, Yish Lomar Shibim Makom She Osa Oso Davar Ikar Lilmod Mimenu Davar Acher. If I learn something from the area that I'm learning from, then you call that Av. Zesh Davar Acher Karin Oso Av. Vizesh Amar Yesh Eim Lamikra Hol Ve Eim Lameda Mimenu Lidvarim Acherim Ella Lahodia Al Masomchen Al Akriya Al Amasaris. Eim is used whenever you're staying and you're not learning from anywhere else. That's the language of the riff. The Shar Mesiana Balacha explains the riff, says that the aim is the Akaras Havayas. The aim, so you know, the mother creates the environment of the house, as called Kvud Vaslach Pnima, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, and therefore when you're not learning from it, but you're just staying in the context of the Drasha, that's why the feminine is used, Ish Aim Lamikra, Ish Aim Lamisaurus. Not Av. Av is always used when you want to learn to somewhere else. That's why it's a Binyan Av. You're learning to somewhere else. In our context, you're just learning in Sukkah. In Sukkah, what's the halacha by Sukkah? So that's why it's Eim. Mashenkin, when it comes to Av, the Koach Av is Lahashpia Lamakom Acher. That's the difference between the masculine and the feminine. Number one, Rav Yashiv in the Haaretz here has a little different suggestion, and he says, Venire, Debinyan Av Hu Lo Davar Barur. Ela dimui veraya mikawach shekan hukach vegam kan hukach memela osa binyan av. Binyan av is not a hardcore for sure this is what is written, but it's a comparison that we suggest. V'im kein havikav she'in birur gomer shu aviv shel zeh ela mikoach arayos, like the relationship of a father to a child, which, as we know in halacha, is not 100%. We assume that this is the father. Mashiach, when it comes to a mother, it's physical. It's physical. The child comes from the mother, and that's why that is more mukrach. Zemikoach hakra atzmo. That's from the interpretation of the pasuk itself, and his davar barer hu kechazinon. And he says that's why aim is used when it's a davar, more of a davar barer, while av is used when it is extended and it is not exactly 100% convincing, just a suggestion. Number one. The other point to mention was the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, the last Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Taryag, Mitzvah 613. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about the last Mitzvah in the Torah, going in order chronologically in the Torah, is the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Every Jew has a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah. She's Tavinu Lios Kolkolish V'Yisrael Sefer Torah Im Katsu B'Yada Harizim Meshubach. If you appoint the Sofer, it's also a fulfillment. The Minchas Chinuch there discusses, does this mitzvah apply b'zman hazeh? Where does this go? So why wouldn't it? Right, it's on the list of the mitzvahs that apply b'zman hazeh, that does not connected to the Beis HaMikdash, not connected to Karbanos, not connected to most Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So why wouldn't mitzvahs Taryag be a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Ein Mekai Mitzvah Zu Ashi Ekasov Kedin Sefer Torah. The only time when you forget this mitzvah is if you write a kosher Sefer Torah. Aval Em Yeshba Dover HaPosel. But if you write a Pasul Sefer Torah, says the Minchas Chinuch, O Chaser O Yeser Afilu Os, Av Eino Yotzei De Mitzvah Ki Eino Sefer Torah Klal. I don't think, says the Menachas Chinuch, that you would get the mitzvah if you didn't write a kosher sefer Torah. Ulefi zeh, if this is true, mitzvah zu rofefes bi'adenu, this mitzvah is weak in our hands. Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, anan lo bakinan v'chaseres yaseros, we're not experts in extra letters, in missing letters. Here and there, we would have an extra one, we'd have a missing one, and therefore, you can't write a kosher sefer Torah today. And he says, and that's why the Shagas Aryeh says that there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, because we are not expert in the field of writing every single letter exactly. That is the suggestion of the Shagas Aryeh, and the Menachas Chinuch quotes it. And he himself argues, he says, I can't be. It can't be that mitzvah doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. The Rishonim don't limit it. The Rishonim knew that Gemara in Kiddushin, and they didn't limit it and say, because of that, the mitzvah does not apply b'zman hazeh. It must be, says the Menachas Chinuch, there are two types of chaseros v'yaseros. There are two types of missing letters and adding letters. Nira l'anias daiti, the yishnei mine chaser v'yaser. Echad dal yidei achaser o hayaser nishtane pirush ateva. O yuchal lehishtanos. There are some types of chaseros v'yaseros that change the message of the word, and we understand it differently, and we darshan it differently. That's one type. That, for sure, we know exactly. There's no lack of our Mesorah there. That's not what the Gemara was talking about, by Anan lo bakinan v'chaseros v'yaseros. That's not it. And that's like our Gemara, Yeshem l'mikra, Yeshem l'mesoros, where we have different halachos based on extra and missing letters. That, for sure, we have a Mesorah. That has never been lost. Right, and that goes all the way back. And that is not, and if you're missing one, that would be for sure possible to say for Torah. If that, something like that is changed. V'yimkein mishtana pirish ateva dechaser o yaser bevadai. Sefer Torah puzzle. Ve'en lo din sefer Torah ki hi teva acheres mikifisha nimsalanu. But, says, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says anan lo baki'inan? Those are by letters. What was the context of the Gemara, if you remember? Ignition of Laman. They were talking about how many letters are there in the Torah. And they wanted to count up. And what's the missing letter in the Torah? The hisgalach, the gim. And is that an even number, an odd number? So we're talking about just the number of letters in the Torah. So that's where the Gemara says we might be missing some or have some extra. That doesn't change the meaning of the word. And that doesn't possible to say for Torah, says the Menachas Chinuch, if you add one or subtract one. And that's why he says there is no problem with the mitzvah b'zman hazeh. The mitzvah applies even if we're missing, because that does not passel the Sefer Torah. Kigon Aharon, b'parshas Tetzaveh, b'mesorak tana yish b'sorak denechtav malei b'vav. Right, that's the one time that Aharon is spelled with a vav. V'chein re'isi b'sefer Torah yishanim. And I saw it, some old Sefer Torahs. Achar b'balim mishar schokin al zeh. So there are some that have there's a machlokas about whether it has. Dvarim ke'elu ein mishtana pirush amila al yidei zeh. B'kai gavna ein kepeita b'chaseros v'yaseros. And there is no kepeita there. And that we might have lost the Mesorah, but that doesn't make a difference in terms of our halachic Mesorah. And that is a big, two different categories between, two different types of chaseros v'yaseros. He says at the end that even though this is true, I know that the Ramban would probably argue with this. Which Ramban? The Ramban in his Hagdama to Torah. He just writes in one line. He doesn't quote the Ramban, he just quotes the Ramban's idea. V'im ki kol ha-Torah kula shmosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaya dua. And even though I know that on a Kabbalistic level, as the Ramban says in his introduction to the Torah, that all of Torah on a deeper level spells out Shem Hashem. If you put all the letters together in different ways, like we know the Torah was written before the world was created, one of the seven items, the Gemara says in Pesachim, so therefore you can't say the Torah was exactly as it is now, because the history did not take place yet. So the Kol HaTorah Kol HaShmoseh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the Ramban says, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it's impossible to say for Torah. Because, after all, it spells out Shem Hashem. If I'm missing or have an added letter, that changes everything. Even though that's true, says the Menachas Chinuch, still I hold of my shita. Mikol makom kiva deinu mishtana pirush ateva ubikriya enonika remale ochaser leslan ba kenirali. I think that that's what the halacha still applies. The ain svara klal the mitzvah hanuhuka tishtake chas v'shalom shlo yuchlu yisrael kai mitzvah zaseim in atorah bakamadoros chas v'chalila. He says chas v'shalom twice in the same sentence. That it can't be that we can't do this mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Chas v'shalom, what the Shagas Aryeh says, that this mitzvah does not apply b'zman hazeh. That's the Menachas Chinuch in mitzvah Taryak. Good. So that was one of the suggestions that we had yesterday, but really five altogether, ideas that the Gemara said. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether we hold of Shtayim kehil chasan v'shlishes afilu tefach, or you need shalosh kehil chasan v'revias afilu tefach. So, yeshen l'mirka, yeshen l'misora. Or number two, we said, maybe the machlokas is whether schach needs a pasik. Maybe number three is whether the halacha was v'sida is to add or to take away. Or whether it's about darshan trilos, or it's specifically based on the pasik in Yeshayo that the word sukkah needs to be a protection, and you need at least three walls for protection. There might be a sixth suggestion, a sixth shita, the Gemara says, on Amud Beis today. Now, the Gemara is not going to say it as a sixth, but it could be the Gemara is going to link Reb Shimon Shita to another context as well. Okay, three lines to the bottom. So now we get into exact structure of the walls of the sukkah. Over the next two blot, Daf Zayin and Daf Ches, we talk about the actual structure of the walls, and then by the Shem Daf Tes, we get back to the schach of Sukkah Yeshana in the next Mishnah. Says the Gemara, V'yoso tefach hechen ma'amido. Third to last line. That tefach that we say, we paskid, that it has to be two and a little. Two plus a tefach. Where do you put that tefach sticking out? Where are you allowed to put it? So Amar Rav, ma'amido k'neged ha'yotze. Rav says you put it opposite the one of the walls. If you look in the pictures in Rashi, Rashi has, if you have two walls that are, the two full walls are at right angles to each other, so that the third tefach, the third wall, which is a tefach, sticks out at a right angle from one of the walls. Right, so it's like a miniature wall. There is a question in Lumdis, maybe we'll get back to, is, so what is that tefach? Is that tefach a pseudo wall? Is that what the Halacha Moshe B'Sita is telling me? You need a third wall. But it could be a little wall. It could be a tefach. That's what we learn out from the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Or no. Or is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai telling me I don't need a third wall? All I need is a tefach. And that is part of the structure, but it's not a wall. But that's good enough for Hilchas Sukkah. So that's two ways to understand what is that extra tefach. But where do we put it? We put it keneged ha'yotzei. Amri lei Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Why do you put it straight at a right angle from that corner? V'yamidenu keneged rosh tor. Why don't you put it keneged rosh tor? What does that mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi means you put it on the same corner that we're dealing with, but diagonally facing in, as Rashi's picture has. Right, you put it at the front, so it kind of looks like the head of an ox. Right, so why do you put it rosh tor at the corner, but diagonally in? Why is that better? Why is that better to have it facing diagonally in? Rashi says, because then it kind of looks like four walls. Because it's on the other side, but it's diagonally in, so it kind of covers. Umechzi ka'arba mechitzos. Right, it looks like four. So why don't you do that? Shasik Rav, Rav did not answer. Rav did not answer that question. The Gilyan HaShas here quotes other places where Rav also did not give an answer, and the Rishonim here discussed, the Balamar, the Ramban, I read it to you from the Ritva. Discuss what are we supposed to, how are we supposed to understand Rav's answer, or Rav's lack thereof. He was quiet. Sometimes in Halacha we have shtika kahoda'a. If you don't answer, so then that's admitting. So really Rav says, okay, you're right. It should be reish tor. Sometimes you have that shtika means I'm not going to be, you know, relate to your question because it's not even worth an answer. Right? Is that what shasik Rav means? So the Ritva has both days here. As both days here, what exactly does it mean? He says, "V'lo yadana shtika zu." I'm not sure about this shtika. Imishum de odi. Is it because Rav is admitting that that's a good idea? Imishum de lo chash lo devrayim ve'enem ruuyim l'tshuva. Or he's not choshesh for their words. Ubevadai mi sefer mashma lashon hoda'a. Kishar chaverim. It's the simple interpretation, I would assume, it's the language of he's admitting. Like other chaverim, she'enem azalzlim b'kvod chaverim. Rav wouldn't ignore them. So if he doesn't answer, you know, Pasha, that would say that he's admitting to them. V'lo itmar deshasek mishum delo chayish elakish atalmin makshev arav shosek. The only time you have when a person isn't choshesh to answer is when talmidim ask a rav a question that is not deserving of an answer. That's what we would say. But here, if Kahan and Ravasi, they weren't just Tom Talmidim of Rav. They were on similar levels to Rav. Legamrei de Rav Avitzrichi, Lisvari lo Avitzrichi, quoting another Chazal. And therefore, I think that it wasn't that he was just not answering them. Pshtika keho da. But he says, I'm not sure. He says at the end, maybe the Baal Amar is right. De Rav lo Shavik, Lev Karnav Asi, Mishum de Odi, El Mishum de lo Chash lo Devrayim. So, not 100% clear what Rav's lack of answering meant. So that's the Rishonim discussed that. And the Halacha L'maisa would be what we hold. That would be a big difference in understanding and interpreting the Shasik Rav. Itmar Nami, Vaiter, Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Ma'amidu Kenegan Ayotzei, V'cheimar Ben Ben Shom, Ma'amidu Kenegan Ayotzei. What's clear from the Gemara is that the Gemara doesn't accept it. Right, that's one of the ways Shasigra, the Gemara goes right in to say that we don't paskin Keneged Rosh Tor, but we paskin straight Keneged Ayotzei. Now we have other limitations for this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So we know, you have to have the third wall, you just have a tefach. But we're about to have a couple of limitations on that allowance. Rabbi Simon, V'item, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar, Oselo tefach sochek. What do you do with that tefach? So Pashtus is that on a Daraisa level, all you need is a tefach. The following requirements are Darabanan. Even though on a Daraisa level, all you need is that tefach, Darabanan said, this is a good suggestion to have the following. Osela tefach sochek. You should have a loose, a wide tefach. That means a little bit more than a tefach. If I measure the tefach with my four fingers, I leave them a little separated, so it's a little bigger than a tefach. Uma amido bipachos mishlosha tefachim samach ledofen. And I stand that up. I stand up this wall, which is this board, which is a little wider than a tefach, within three tefachim of the one of the walls. Within three tefachim. So as we said already, v'chol pachos mishlosha samach ledofen kelavidami. As we said, that's part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai we had yesterday. Within three tefachim, that's lavud. So basically, if I do take this tefach plus and put it within three tefachim, I now have a wall of four tefachim, which is rove, which is the majority of a wall, seven tefachim. 7 by 7, which is the smallest size of a sukkah, as we had already back on Daf Bezim and Bez, we discussed this. So that's the suggestion of Reb Simon, that even though Daraisa it says Tefach, but, you know, it's a good idea to do on a Darabana level, to put it within three, and then you have a symbolic, or at least rove of a wall, and that would be good enough. That's Rashi's Lashon here. V'avile kimechitza shel dalet tefachim, u'meshach sukkah shiva, nimsa rubo shel delfan asui. Most of the wall will be asui. Very important comment of the Aruch Laner on this line of the Gemara. Ask the Aruch Laner. Once we have a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Kashali, Kibbut the Kaimel HaMachol Makom, Berub de Rubo Kekulo. If we know elsewhere, in all of Torah, Rubo Kekulo, that's what we paskin. Im Kain, Achar de Gamrinan Halacha LaMoshe B'Sinai de Lavud. Once I know Lavud, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that within three tefachim is good enough. Le'inyin ma asi hilchasa deshlishis afilu tefach. What do you need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that the third wall can even be a tefach? Depshita, kivin dema amido bepachos mi gimo ledofan, denechshav karov dofan. If I put it, forget the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of a tefach. Let's say I just take a tefach wall and put it close to within three tefachim. So that's four, because of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of lovewood. So that would make four, and that would already be rove of a wall. So what do I need the special bit of, you can use a tefach. Even without the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I know you can use a tefach. Because you just have to put it in a, you're right, I wouldn't have known you could put it in the first tefach. But if I would use my brain a little bit and know the concept of lavud, and I would extend it, so just having lavud is good enough. What do I need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of tefach, somach liyotzei? I would know this, and that I would be able to create rove of a wall using lavud, and that's it. Using the concept of rubo kekulo and using the concept of lavud, that would be good enough. I shouldn't need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of the third wall, afilu tefach. Says the Aruch Laner. No, you can't say that. Rubo kekulo never works where the Torah demands a shear. Never works. When do you say rubo kekulo? What do you have that? You have, let's say, by Rov Simanim by Shechita. That's not Rubo Kekulo, says the Aruch Laner. That's the halacha that we know is all you need is the majority. Rubo, even if you use a lot of Rubo Kekulo there, that's because the Torah says majority is good enough. But let's say he says, you have to eat a Kezaisa Matzah. What if I eat Rov Kezaisa Matzah? Okay, it's good enough. I eat Rov Kezaisa. Rubo Kekulo. Rubik Akulo, you say that there? Or Rove Kazais of an Isser. Of course you don't do Rubik Akulo. By a Maisa Mitzah or Maisa Veir where the Torah demands a shear. Whenever the Torah demands a shear, then you don't say Rubik Akulo. So the Bavadai, Bechol Advarim, Sheninna Torah, Oh, Allah Moshe B'Sinai, Shear Lo, Rini Rubik Akulo. Deim Kein, Yatza Ba'acha Rove Kazais Matzah, O Yishayev Ba'acha Rove Kazais Michamitz, Vechel of Adam. Ela akarchach, no. Heichi de nimsar shir be'inon shir shalem. And therefore, kiva de tfano suka gamrina shi zayin tfachim, if we have a din that the shir of a tefach has every wall has to be seven tfachim wide, then that's what you need. You can't apply ruba kakulo. That's why you need alach moshe b'sinai afilu tefach. And then the rabbanu come along and say, you know what, have a imaginary even rove of that to have your four out of seven. But if you wouldn't have had the afilu tefach, halacha moshe b'sinai, you wouldn't be able to say this at all. That's the chiddush of the Aruch Laner right here in Sukkah Daf Zayin. Again, if we discuss it, we'll come back to it again. The first stipler in Sukkah also discusses the concept of Rubik Akulo. That's back on the first Rashi. On the Daf Bezim and Aleph, the Rashi says there that if you have more sun than shade, Rashi says the shade is batel berov, v'ariu kamisha eino. So we discussed in the past that Rashi says, batel berov, is that bitel berov or is that Rubik Akulo? And you have to fit that in with this Aruch Laner, whether the Torah is requiring a shear, or, you know, how that works. You have to put all the Rubik Akulos and Bittel Barov context, but this is, in any case, an important Aruch Laner's comment related to that sugya. Okay, so that is Rav Simon. Rav Simon says, you take a wall of the width of a tefach, put it within three tefachim, and then you have your rov wall. Amar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah ha'asuya kimavui kshera. So now Rav Yehuda says, yes, you're supposed to have the two walls, the two proper walls at a right angle, but what if you didn't? What if you have a sukkah like a mavui? A mavui, an open mavui, meaning the walls are opposite each other, parallel to each other. You see on the side the picture that says gimel. So you have your walls like that, a sukkah like that, kshera. What do you mean it's kasher? Where do you put the third tefach? V'oso tefach ma'amida l'koruach sheyirtzeh. And Rav Yehuda says that you put that extra little tefach on whatever side you want. That is Rav Yehuda Shita, that you could have it like a mavui mefulash. That is good enough. Rav Simon v'item Rav Shua ben Levi amar, oselo. What is this, oselo? What case is this going on? We'll see Rashi in a second. Oselo pas arba'a umashahu. You have to make a pas, a board that is four tefachim plus wide, umaamido bepachos mishlosha samach ladofan, and put that within three tvachim of the wall, v'chalpachos mishlosha samach ladofan kelavu damui, and as long as it's within three of the wall, it is good enough. So Pashas is that Rav Simon is going on this last case of Rav Yehuda. You can't just, if you have the two walls opposite each other, you can't just have a little tefach on the third side. That doesn't work. You have to have a wider pass in that case. And then using lovewood, and you'll have a real wall of seven. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Why in the first case does Rav Simon say one tefach wide is good enough? One, a loose tefach. And why in this case do you need a wider one? So where it says there's a difference. Over there in case number one, we have two walls, kihil chasan, which means it does not look like totally open. It's not mafulash. They're right angles to each other. So already looks like a private area. Sagile betefach sochek. So you have a smaller requirement. Hacha deleka shtei tefanos, but over here, where you don't have two tefanos, kihil chasan, they're opposite each other, so it looks like it goes straight through. So then, iika pasarba in ilolo. So then that's why you have a higher standard, because you have to overcome a larger problem. If you can go straight through these two walls, so then it's not the shame sukkah at all. And that's why you have to give it the shame sukkah with the wider pas. Okay, that is all the discussion of Rav Simon. Rav Simon saying you put the tefach within three tefachim, but if it's opposite, so then you have to put a larger shear. Part one. Part two of the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava. Now we're going to have three versions of what Rava said. Three versions. Amar Rava number one. The Eidoni Teres Ela Bitzuras HaPesach. What's this? As we'll see, Rashi quotes the Gemara from Erev and Yud Aleph. Remember that Gemara fondly. It's, what is a Tzuras HaPesach? Kanemikan v'kanemikan v'kanal gabehen. Meaning, you have two vertical poles and one horizontal pole on top, what we call an Erev, that we use Erevs of Tzuras HaPesach. So, Rava says that that is required here as well. Ve'eina niteres ela bitzuras ha-pesach. When we say that on the third side you can have a tefach, that does not mean just a tefach wall. It means the thickness altogether has to be a tefach, but you also need a horizontal board over. So what do you do on that third side? You can have a pole or a board that is half a tefach wide on one side, half a tefach wide on the other side, and a horizontal pole board string going across. Right, that's rubber number one. When it says tefach, it means altogether a tefach, but you can split it in half, half a tefach, half a tefach. You need a structure, a symbolic door on that side, which is what a Tzuras HaPesach is. Number one. Ika da'amre, or amarava, viniteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Or, Rava said, no, it's either or. You could either have a tefach wide wall on the corner, or you could have a tzuras ha-pesach, and have the poles even thinner than a tefach. Right? Not like number one, which you need the tzuras ha-pesach, and you need a half tefach and half a tefach. Number two, either or. Ika da'amre, third version, amarava, v'tzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. No, the most machmir. Meaning you need a tefach on one side, and you need a tzuras ha-pesach going to the other side. The other side doesn't have to be a tefach thick. But you need that tefach in one spot on the side. Three versions. Rav Ashi Ashkechel Rav Kahana de Ka'avit Tefach Sochek. Rav Ashi once found Rav Kahana who was doing the loose, the wide Tefach Sochek v'Ka'avit Tzuras HaPesach, and he made a Tzuras HaPesach also. Amar Leila Savar Malaha de Rava Damar Rava and he teres Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Don't you hold either or? It's mutter also with Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Leila no. Anaki Itach Lishu de Rava Svirali. I don't like the other version of Rava. Damar Rava v'Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. I say that you need both. Two horrors. Number one, Tosus discusses here. Tosus says in the Einan Iteres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach, something that we touched on already in this Pesachta, and it's going to come up many times. Tosus says, one second, if you look in Erevin Daf Yud Aleph, there is no shear given for the width of the poles, of the vertical poles. The horizontal poles has to be strong enough, if you remember, Barika Dil Kabal Ariach, to be able, and the vertical poles have to be strong enough to hold a Dela Shel Kash, a door of straw. But there's no minimum width given. So what's the difference? Why here? Says Tosfos, don't compare Sukkah and Erevin. Even though in both there are structures, don't compare the two. Tosfos says, the middle of Tosfos, the Avagav to prepare Kama de Erevin. Lo yahavinon shi'ura l'kana shol tzuras ha-pesach. There's no shir given. El avi l'kana mashehu mikan. V'kana mashehu mikan. V'kana al gabehem. Writes a mashehu. Ela shetehe bria k'de lamod badalas. It just has to be strong enough to hold the door. Afilu delas shol kashin. A door of straw has to be very thin. Last line of Tosfos. Gabi sukkah hechmiru. By sukkah they were machmir de be'inon michitzos nikaros. You need michitzos nikaros. This is a sukkah that's going to come up in right the first parak of our mesechta, first 20 blot is all about the structure of the sukkah, and we're going to keep going into different contexts in halacha. Are they comparable? Are they not? Sukkah eruv, which also has to do with Shabbos, not exactly the same, but here we're talking about Tzuras HaPesach, but also we're going to talk about creating a Rishus HaYachin on Shabbos, which we're going to get into, B'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes in the next Gemara. But this is an important Tosfos. This might be on a Darabana level, might not be on a Daraisa level. But either way, Tosfos says, don't compare what we're trying to do by Sukkah to what we're trying to do by Erev. By Sukkah, we're trying to create Mechitzos Nikaros. And as we've said, I think we mentioned this in the, relating to the Tosfos, at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. The last few lines of that big Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos says the same thing. To create a Rishus HaYachin is not the same as Sukkah. There's a difference, we said from Reb Chaim, in enclosed area versus a walled structure. That's two different things. In enclosed area, Pashtus requires less to enclose an area than to create a structure. Sometimes you might have it in the opposite direction, but that's why there can be comparisons, but there are also differences between them. So that's an important Tosfos. Halacha l'maisa, what does the Shulchan Aruch say regarding all these cases of the tefach? So, got to read some in Tafresh Lamed. Tafresh Lamed says the Shulchan Aruch, Defanos hasukkah, the walls of the sukkah. Im hayu shtayim, zu eitzel zu kamin gam. If there are two right angles at each other, Osedofan sheish barachbo yoser al tefach. The third wall could have a little bit more than a tefach. Umamida b'pach l'bishlosh alechem yadfanos. Shulchan Aruch quotes Rav Simon that if you're using that extra tefach, so then a little tefach, then you should put it. Most times when people use that third little wall, they just make it for seven tefachim. So they don't mess around, even though me'ikar adin, it's afilu tefach. But if you use the tefach, the Shulchan Aruch says you got to do it further away from the wall, within three tefachim, to be able to have the rov, like Rav Simon says. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yamid kaneh k'neged akosel k'neged osel tefach. V'yasel atzuras ha-pesach. If you're going to use this kula of just a tefach, Tzuras HaPesach also, meaning like Rava number three. Like Rava number three. Sheyamid kana Allah vi al ha-tefach. Ukshera af al pisha kana sha'al gabayim einu nogea bohen. And as we paskin, the top, the horizontal string board doesn't have to touch it. It just has to be above it. Right? We could shoot up the vertical poles or walls in order to touch it. That is the Shulchan Aruch, passing like Rava number three. The Ramah continues, V'yema tefach v'adofen magia l'schach, ein tzor kan al gabayim. If the tefach and the dofen go all the way up to the schach, then you don't even need a kan al gabayim. If it goes all the way up, because then you might just extend the schach out, airspace, as long as it's within the proper, dimensions. U'mashenoga b'tzuros ha-pesach ha-gula hu l'noi ba'alma. Okay, well, they used to have a rounded, tzuros ha-pesach. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Shulchan Aruch, that's a normal case where you have right angle, they have a right angle, and then you want to extend it, so seven tefachim wall, then you don't have to do anything else. If you have a one tefach wall, then we do like Rav Simon, we put it within three tefachim, and then you need a Tzuras HaPesach as well. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Look in the next Shulchan Aruch, then he quotes, what about if you have the two walls opposite each other? Right, the case of Rav Yehuda. Ha'yulah she'edavano zu k'neged zu, u'beinei mefulash. Right, and you have a wall in between, it's a space. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Oseh dofan she'ish barach bar ba'tfachim u'mashu. You gotta make the pass. Four plus tfachim u'mamido, and you have to put it within three tfachim to one of the other walls. Like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Gemara says. But then the Shulchan Aruch has two dais. Does this also need Tzuras HaPesach? If you have the case of Rav Yehuda, you have the two walls opposite each other, and you're putting the pass arba on one of the sides, to make a symbolic seven-wall structure. Do you also need Tzuras HaPesach there? 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not clear in the Gemara. Because Tzuras HaPesach Pashas is going back on the previous Tefach. Is it also going on the Pas Arba? 2 days. First day of Agam Bazet, Tzorach Lasa Tzuras HaPesach, Shitekana Mea Pas Aladofano Echad, V'yeshomer Sheilazet Tzorach Tzuras HaPesach. Because it's a symbolic seven-Tefach wall. You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach in the case of seven tefach wall. So, 2 deos in the Shulchan Aruch, in the case of Mifulash. Okay.
And there's no limit to how far the parallel wall
Limit to how far the parallel wall. No, this has got to be within three tefachim of one of the walls. Can it be, it might have to be Nikar that it's part of the structure. It might be Nikar that's part of the structure. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shtayim Kilchasan, the Chulu. So we get back to the halacha of 2+. That's what we hold, 2+. Amar Rava. So now we have three statements of Rava. Three chidushim of Rava, all relating to what we just said. Comparing and connecting Hilcha Shabbos and Hilcha Sukkah. And what Rava is going to tell us is a tremendous chiddush. Rava is going to say, the Sukkah that we build on Shabbos is going to have more kulas than the sukkah we build the whole week, during the week of Sukkot. Let's see what he says. Amar Rava, and also relating to Hilcha Shabbos. Amar Rava v'chein l'Shabbos. The same thing applies to Shabbos. Just like on sukkah, for a sukkah, we could have a wall that's two, we could have a sukkah that's two plus a little bit. So too for Shabbos. V'chein l'Shabbos. Migu da havi dofen linyan sukkah, havi dofen linyan Shabbos. That's the chiddush of Rava. Just like it's considered a wall for sukkah, the extra tefach, so too for Shabbos. What does this mean, so too for Shabbos? What does this mean? So there's a major machlokas rishonim here. Does this mean, for all intensive purposes, this is mamish a rishus hayachid daraisa? Usually, to recreate a rishus hayachid daraisa on Shabbos, you need three walls. Aye, but for Shabbos of Sukkot, you create, this is called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though it doesn't have three full walls. Is that what it's saying? That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi seems to say, for dinim da'araisa. Look at the first wide line in Rashi. Shabbos shel sukkah is mutter lismoch al mechitzos ha'sukkah. Im asa v'rishos ha'rabim. Samach lepischo sukkah de'im ba el shayim kilchasa v'shishat v'gol tefach. V'af agav de v'shar shabbosos lo mishteri. Even though for other shabbosos it's not mutter. It's not mutter. This is rishos ha'rabim. Rashi says, migu dahu tefach agmere rachmana lemoshe. If it's halachically significant today for the mitzvah of sukkah, it must be halachically significant for Hilchos Shabbos as well. That is Rashi, and that's the Ron. The Ron explains. The Ron says that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. That's part of Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. And the Ron's Lashon is. It's an amazing Lashon. The Ron is saying, what, you're going to tell me that when the Torah says to build a sukkah, you're going to have different standards for Shabbos and for the weekday? It can't be. So if this is a sukkah, if this is considered a good structure for a weekday, it must be considered a good structure for Shabbos. It's hard to say that the Torah has different standards for different days of the week. That's a very important Ron, if you want to look it up, on Daf Gimel in the Daf Arif. He says, Heksher Shapir Shabba Torah. I'll read you the Lashon. He says, Kachani Omer, Kibon Shah Torah Pirsha Mechitzos Eshel Sukkah. V'i Efshar L'Shivas Yimei Sukkah below Shabbos. It's impossible not to have a Shabbos on Sukkahs. Vade Lo Balach Shiro L'Shishi Yamin Bilvad. V'azayin Shalot Eitzricha Heksher Yoser. Shein Midarka Shal Torah Shetitin Heksher Sheinu Maspik L'Kolzman. Right, it's impossible. That's the Ron. Other Rishonim are not so convinced. Other Rishonim, the Ron first quotes a Deya. Another Rishonim say no. And Tosva seems to say, in other cases, for Dinim Durabanan. Will count it as a good enough structure. For Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rabbanan, if you have Mamash or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, to make this into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, says that, no, you don't go that far. It can only make it into on a Rabbanan level, not on a Daraisa level. Okay, either way, Machlokas Rishonim, how far Rava is going. But either way, Rava is saying that for the sukkah, when you build a sukkah on Shabbos, it not only has sukkah ramifications, it has Shabbos ramifications as well, based on the Migu, since it's good enough for Hilchos Sukkah, it's good enough for Hilchos Shabbos. Here we go. Eish ve'abayo, mi amrina Migu, do we really say this? V'atanya, dofen sukkah, k'dofen Shabbos. The Braisa says that a dofen for sukkah is like a dofen for Shabbos. The wall for sukkah is looking for Shabbos. U'bilvad, shelo yeh benkana l'chaver shlosha tvachim. As long as you don't have, between the different parts, three tvachim. Rashi quotes, this is talking about the case we discussed back at the end of the first parak of Erevin. Let's say somebody's in a field and they're making a wall, but they only are going to make a wall using horizontal rope or vertical beams. So how do you make a wall in that way? So you have to structure it as long as there isn't three tefachim between each beam or each a rope. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. It says the same thing for Sukkah and Shabbos, as long as you don't have three tefachim between each one. The Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, and Shabbos has a higher standard than Sukkah. Shah Shabbos ainu nitaris ela ba'omin meruba laparitz. Altogether, Shabbos is only mutter if what's standing is more than what's open. Masha ain came b'sukkah, unlike Sukkah, which can have more open than standing. That's the lashon of the Braisa. So what do you see from the Braisa? You see Shabbos has a higher standard. So my love, isn't this comparing even Shabbos of Sukkos? My love, Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, Asukkah, Velormin Amigo. Isn't this comparing Shabbos versus Sukkah? And when it says Shabbos, it even includes the Shabbos of Sukkos. So where it says no? Lo, Yisera Shabbos to Alma, Al Shabbos to Sukkah. When it's Shabbos, it only means Shabbos, that's not Sukkos. But when it says Sukkah, it includes Hilchos Shabbos for Sukkos. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Iachi, if that's true, if we're comparing, why don't you go in the opposite direction as well? The opposite direction of comparing Sukkah de Alma and Sukkah b'Shabbos. Listing Nami as follows. Yisera Sukkah de Alma a Sukkah de Shabbos. Why don't you say Sukkos in general has a higher standard than the Sukkah of Shabbos Sukkos, Dilu Sukkah da Alma Bayas Tefach Sochek. Sukkah, in general, as we said before from Rav Simon, requires that Tefach within three Tefachim Bechulu. Dilu Sukkah da Shabbos, Lo Bayas Tefach Sochek Vesagi Balechi. On Shabbos, you should even need even less. Why? Because we know from the first Mishnah in Erevin that if you have two walls on opposite sides by a mavui. You can just put a lechi on the edge. Da'atu ta'amri, you're the one that said, sikhech al gabi mavui sheish lo lechi kasher. If you just put tzchach on top of a mavui of an alleyway, that it has a lechi there, just put tzchach on there, it's kosher. So that should be good enough for sukkah. Be good enough for sukkah also. So why don't you say that? So Gemara says, that's true, but you don't even have to say that. Why? Hahulo et srichalei. You don't have to say, oh, there's a big chiddush in Hilchas Sukkah. Compare it to Shabbos. Why? Mihashta, mikilto lechamirta amrinan. If you're telling me a chiddush in the stringent context, which is Shabbos, that's what the Gemara says. Amrinan, mihamirta lechilto lechoshikain. So surely, if you're having a chiddush comparing Shabbos to Sukkah, and you're having a chiddush in Hilchas Sukkah, which is a more lenient context, so you don't have to say that, of course. The chiddush of the brisa is even if it's more in the more machmer context of Hilchas Shabbos. But you're right. In the sukkah context, you could use this for a sukkah. You could use this mavui, sheyesh bo lechi, and you put schach on top of it. That's true. You'd be able to use that. But that is not what the Gemara says because that is the kula context. Either way, this is all Rava or Rabba, depending on the girsa. The Bach changes it to Rabba. Rabba number one, and that is just like on for sukkah, you could have the two in a little bit, so too for Shabbos. Number one. Number two, Gufa, Amar Rabba. Right? Well, we just quoted. Sikach al gabi mavui sheish bo lechi ksheira. We quoted that derech agav, and now we have it as a statement. Right? If you have a mavui, which the alleyway, and you put a lechi at the edge of it, right, as we know from the first Mishnah in Erevin, to allow you to then carry in it, the ksheira, against carrying into the street. So that's good enough for sukkah as well. And number three, V'yomar Rabba, Siga Chagave Pasi Biros. What are Pasi Biros? Remember the first Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Erevin. See the picture in Rashi. You have a water pit that you want to give your cow water from. The problem is it's in Rishus Arabim. So if I put my cow, if I give my cow to drink from that water pit, so he's going to go into the pit. He's going to stick his head into the pit, which is Rishus HaYachid. He's going to take it out of the pit into Rishus Arabim. So what I could do is to create four right angle structures, which are called Diyumdin. Do is two, as we had earlier. Diyumdin, and then I'm creating a semi Rishus HaYachid. So by the Pasi Biros, which work on Shabbos. So that works on Sukkah too. Sikach Rabbi Pasi Biros Ksheira, that's also good for Sukkis based on the Migu, as we said. So it's three statements of Rabbah, and now the Gemara says Vitzricha, we need all three statements. We need all three statements. Number one, Migu, that the Tefach is good for Shabbos, is good for Sukkah. Two, Mavui. Three, Pasi Biros. You need all three. Why? Vitzricha, Diyesh, Minen Mavui. If you only have the case of Mavui, which is number two, Mishum Di'ika Shtei Defanos Ma'al Yisa. That's because you have two full walls. Avogabi Pasi Biros, but in case number three, Deleka Shtei Defanos Ma'al Yisa, we don't have any walls. You just have these four right angle structures. Amalo, maybe that doesn't work. That's why you have to have case three. V'yashmina pasi birosh, and if you only had case three, mishum di'ika sham arba tfanos. There's something on all four sides. So that's why it could work. Aval sikech al gabi mavui delecha sham arba tfanos, amalo. But if you say, in the case of case number two, where you just put on the mavui, so maybe that won't work, because you only have all the two sides. So that's what we discuss why you need case number two and three. The ish, we know hani tarti, and if you only add case two and three, mihamir to lakilta. So fine, that's telling me a chiddish in Hilchas Sukkah. Avo mikilta lachamirta, emalo, but maybe you would not say a chiddish in Hilchas Shabbos, like the first statement of Rabbah. Tzricha, that's why you need even the first statement of Rabbah. To teach me that, you have a chiddush even in Hilchas Shabbos. Right? That's a big chiddush using Migu. Again, Migu comes up in various contexts, but here it comes up saying once something is significant in one area of halacha, it's significant at that time in the other area of halacha also. Right? This is a concept that came up. We had this at the end of Yuma called Achshavei. Achshavei. If I'm machshiv something, so that gives it halachic significance. Sometimes here it's the Torah is machshiv something. Remember, that was the svara that the Chacham Tzvi gave for Chatzi Shir. Why is Chatzi Shir asur min haTorah by ma'acholas asuros? Because if I eat half a kezayis, so obviously that's significant for me. Why am I eating half a kezayis? Obviously it's significant. So Chatzi is asur min haTorah. It's Chazi l'tzarufe, which means this reflects that it's not a nothing. I'm eating it, so that's achshavei. So it's a concept that comes up many times in halacha, here the Torah is being machshev. And once we say, and you have to say, and you have to say this, Rava might say, it's not like a chiddush, it's that once the Torah defines this as significant, today, it has to be significant across the board. You can't say it's significant for A and not for B. So you might argue with that, but that's Rava's or Rava's svara. Good. We continue. Last, next part of the Mishnah. As we said, the sukkah has to have more shade than sun. If you have more sun, then it is pasul. Tana Rabbanon. Chamasa machmas sichuch velo machmas tfanos. The only problem is when it's too sunny based on a lack of schach. But if you have perfect schach, and it's too sunny based on lack of walls, let's say I have 10 tafach walls going up, and I have a big space between the tfach, that, the walls and the schach. So it's very sunny. No problem. No problem, says the Tanakama. Chamasa machmas sichuch velo machmas tfanos. And Rabbi Yoshi Amar, no, af machmas tfanos. He says there's a problem. If it's so sunny because of the walls are see-through, so then that is a problem too. We don't paskin that way. Amar Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi, Amishrei Dabaya, my time under Rav Yoshia. What is Rav Yoshia's svara? Why does he say the walls also have to be shade-producing? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, as we said earlier, V'sakosa al ha'aron esaf aroches, you shall be misachich. You shall put as schach the paroches on the aron. The paroches? Paroches mechitza. Paroches is the curtain. It's a vertical wall. The kakar yirachman is schacha. So why does it say visakosa? Schach. Alma mechitza kischach be'inon. It must be that mechitzas also have to have some elements of schach, and therefore Rabbi Yoshia says, here too, it has to be like walls. V'rabbanan, hahu d'nekev be'perta d'mechzik eschach. The Rabbanan just says it means that the paroches has to be a little bent on top. That's the lima that you get from this pasuk. It doesn't have to have the requirements. It has to be a little bent on top, period. Another major machlokas, this more in the achronim. How far does Rabbi Yoshia go? Rabbi Yoshia said that the walls have to be more shade than sun. Does he say Lamaisa? Does he argue and say the walls have to have all the requirements of schach? Where does he say that? Does it have to? How far does he go? So the Marsha and the Marshal, they all discuss this. Then Tosfos discusses this in Mechitza. Tosfos says it can't be. He goes across the board because nobody says that you have to use Psolas Gor and V'yakeh for walls. Can't say that. Can't say that. Is that really true? So that's what Tosfos says. But if you look in the Arzarua quoted in the Darkei Moshe in the beginning of Tafresh Lamed, everybody quote the Bir Halacha quotes as Arzarua, that the psulim de oraisa for schach should be kept for the walls as well. That's the chiddush of the Arzarua. We don't paskin like that Arzarua. The Ramah doesn't quote that Arzarua, but it's a daya out there. It's a daya out there. If you look in the beginning of Hilchis Tafresh Lamed, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol advarim chayim l'tfanus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can use anything for walls. Anything. The ain sarach la'amidan derech de'lasan. And you don't have to have them straight up. You have them sideways. V'afilu chamasa meruba mitzei lasam achmas tfanus k'shera. And we paskin, even if you have more sun, right? We paskin like a Tanakama here. Mikol makom, you shouldn't make something from the walls that smells bad. Okay. Look in the Bir Halacha. Ayin bach. De'bal nefesh yachush l'mashahuva b'darkei Moshe b'shem agos ashri b'shem arzarua. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah doesn't quote it, but the Darkei Moshe, the quotes in the Bach quotes, Larzurul Lahachmer Leinyan Tfanos Kamol Inyan Sukkah B'Davar Shepsula Midaraisa. Okay, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that he said that. The Rav Elyashiv notes that even if you hold like that chumrah of the Arzarua, you'll only need that chumrah for the first 10 tefachim. Above that, don't worry about it. They don't even need those walls at all. So even the Bach that's machmer like that Arzarua, that says that the walls should all, which is a huge chumrah, that the requirements for schach d'oraisa apply to the wall, it's nowhere in the Gemara, pashtus, unless it's Rabbi Yoshia. Either way, that is the chumrah of the Arzarua. You should be aware of the Bir Halacha quotes it at the beginning of Siman Tafresh Lamed. Okay, but we continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, V'yachirim, Kulu, Sfirlu, Sukkah, Diras Keva, Be'inan. All these opinions hold that Sukkah is Diras Keva. As the Rishonim point out, Tosfos here and the Ritvi here says, this does not mean that they're exactly the same Shita. It means they're linked, and you might say that they're each connected to Sukkah, Diras Keva, but not exactly the same, and we don't hold like them. Right? The Ritva says there's a difference between when the Gemara says Kulu Sfira Lehu or when the Gemara says Amru Davar Echad. Amru Davar Echad, that lashon would mean they say the exact same shita, and we might hold like that. But Kulu Sfira Lehu means they're all connected. Rebbe, and we had most of these already. Rebbe Detanya, we had this on Daf Gimel. Rebbe Omer, Kalsuka Sheim Ba Dalar Amos, Adalar Amos Psula. It has to be 4x4 Amos. Why? Because you need a sturdy structure. Rabbi Yoshia had Amran. Rabbi Yoshia, just now, the walls have to be seriously shade-producing. Rabbi Yehuda, Ditznan, Sukkah, Shigabola, Mal, Mechav, Amma, Psula, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir. That's what we had already at that base, Sukkah. It could be 20 Amos high. Rabbi Shimon, Ditanya, right, this is the sixth one that I mentioned earlier. Beis Gilchasam, the Gimel Afilu Tafach. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Gimel Gilchasam, the Dalet Afilu Tafach. Rabbi Shimon says you have to have 3+ walls. So here the Gemara links that to Ziras Keva. Rabbi Gamliel, Ditanya, this we have not had yet. Ha'osa sukasa brosha gala brosha svina. If you build a sukkah on a boat or on a wagon, Rabbi Gamliel posel, Rabbi Kiva machshir. So why does he posel? Maybe because you need a diras keva. Beishamai desan, this we had already. Rabbi Shammai holds, Mishaya rosha ruba basukkah v'shachan abadach abayis. If a person's in the sukkah, but his table is outside the sukkah, you can't fit it in. Beishamai posel, Beisila machshirin. Beishamai posels. Link to, we said it's based on gzera, but link to, also, you need sukkah kavua. Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, Ha'osa Sukaso Kimin Srif, if you make a sukkah like a teepee without a roof. Osha Sam Chalakosa, or you lean Srach against a wall. Rabbi Eliezer, Posel Afishein Lagag, Bachachem Machshirin. So Rabbi Eliezer Shita, he needs a roof, it needs to be a serious structure. And last one, Acherim Ditanya, Acherim Omrim, Sukkah Ha'asuya Kishovach, if you make a sukkah in a shape of a circle, like a chicken coop, Sula Afishein Lazavios, you need corners. You can't make it as a circle. So most of these we don't paskin like, right? Even though Dira, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda for sure, but all the others as well, most of them we don't paskin like. Even the Gemara links them, but they're not exactly the same. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow is the Daf in Shas, one of the two Daf in Shas that discuss pi. That discuss Shirim. Tomorrow is a math Daf, as we will see. A couple of pictures in Rashi and in Tosfos, and even in the Gemara. Putting squares into circles, circles into squares. But Hashem, that'll be on tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.